Support for patent waivers for vaccines is growing so other countries can manufacture their own vaccines. President Biden reversed his position yesterday, said he was in favor of suspending patent protections. The World Health Organization praised Biden's reversal, but drug stocks tumbled at the news, and the pharmaceutical industry is pushing back, saying dropping their prized patents could compromise safety. Dr. Marie Angela Simao is Assistant Director General of Access to Medicines and Health Products at the WHO. Dr. Simao, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
So first, how significant is it that the U.S. is now backing this idea of waiving patents?
You know, Robin, this is an ongoing negotiation at the World Trade Organization, and it's a strong signal from the Biden administration of the commitment to increase manufacturing capacity across the world by addressing potential bottlenecks like the intellectual property barriers.
Well, but let's talk about what that might mean. These mRNA vaccines are a new type of vaccine, as you all know. Researchers worked on them for decades. We're lucky they were poised for this moment in history. Now, historically, companies say, well, we worked on something for decades. We need, you know, to keep the patents to help us pay for our research and development. But here's what Pfizer is saying. Their spokesperson says that their vaccine requires 280 components from 86 suppliers in 19 countries, highly specialized equipment and technology transfers. They just think it's unrealistic that a waiver will ramp up production. Your thoughts about, you know, how complicated it is, and that countries like India that are brought to their knees by COVID-19 might not be able to manufacture the shots.
We're not saying that only waiving the patents is the solution. This is actually a decision that will be made at the World Trade Organization. But it's also important that they are willing to share the technology. You know, when we're talking about technology transfer, this is not just by waiving the patent rights. It's a conjunction of things that need to happen. What cannot happen is what is happening right now, that is so concentrated in so few manufacturers and so few countries.
Yeah. In other words, you're saying you're not just talking about taking away the patent and just saying everybody, you know, do what you will. You're saying that the companies would then participate in sharing their knowledge of how these vaccines are made. This technology transfer you're talking about, to maybe even have more control over it and teach countries how to do it. Moderna already said last year that it would not enforce patents on its COVID vaccine. And it doesn't seem that that move has had a big impact. Are you saying that that's an example of that? You can't just say we won't enforce patents. That has to be a sharing of information?
Yes, absolutely. Because immediately after Moderna did the announcement, we spoke with Moderna, and actually it was a very good move, but it needs to be coupled with technology transfer. And Moderna at the time was still a smaller company, and they said they wouldn't be able to do the tech transfer process, because it doesn't take that long, but it requires human resources and it requires expertise and financial resources as well. The way we're moving right now is creating the environment for that to happen. And for that, we need the industry to share the technologies, be willing to do that. We haven't seen much of that.
Well, so you need human resources to share the technology. Right now, I assume that some of these companies are swamped just filling the orders they already have. But what about putting pressure on the U.S., for instance, to release these already made vaccines that they're sitting on because our demand is going down?
Yeah, but you know, I was going to mention, because it's super important also, and we very much welcome the U.S. announcement that they would donate, for example, the AstraZeneca doses that are not being used in the U.S. Especially now, you know, that India going through this crisis right now, and the Serum Institute of India is one of the biggest vaccine manufacturers in the world, and it's producing only for India at the moment. So we need extra doses from the countries like the U.S. coming into the global pool so that we can ensure that all countries do have vaccines, because this is not going to be sorted out one country at a time.
Dr. Maria Angela Simao, thank you so much. Assistant Director General of Access to Medicines and Health Products at the WHO. Best of luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.